And Michelle Grattan joined us now in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
So, Michelle, yesterday should have been all about that $66 billion support package. Incredibly, it was overtaken by the fact that Victoria and New South Wales announced tougher measures than the Commonwealth seemed to be, which goes to the, you know, whether National Cabinet is united or speaking as one. How important is it, and how much would we should expect that there should be one position across all states and territories? Because the states and territories are in charge of their own hospitals and they're in charge of many of their own domestic rules, aren't they?
We are seeing differences, obviously, among the governments. I think New South Wales and Victoria have been more forward-leaning for some time on various things.
They have more infections.
Yes, and inevitably, where you get a division of powers, you will see differences. I think the National Cabinet is still useful because there is unity also, as well as division on important things. But we did see yesterday the fact of the fractures on display. Scott Morrison was trying to keep them all on the same page, but I think we'll see today the extent to which he was really able to do that, whether the measures in the two states go beyond what was announced last night.
I mean, personally, I think the National Cabinet's essential. It's a great idea, but maybe we need to get our expectations sorted in that National Cabinet decides on certain issues. It doesn't mean states and territories can't take different lines on different things or different regions or different areas.
They obviously can take different decisions, and
that doesn't mean division necessarily, does it? Or disunity?
Well, it means differences.
Yes.
But if you can get unity as much as possible, obviously that's good. And also coordination, even if there are some differences, everyone knows what everyone else is doing.
Anthony Albanese made a point there about messaging. I think that's really what you're saying. Should Anthony Albanese be invited to join that National Cabinet at a time like this?
Look, I think there are arguments both ways, but just remember that if the opposition was in the National Cabinet, that does constrain the extent to which it could legitimately attack the government over particular lines of conduct and issues.
And just very briefly, Michelle, Parliament sits for just one day, two at the most. We're not sure when Parliament will sit again, just briefly.
No, but I think it will have to come back or be some virtual parliament around August or whatever before the budget in October. But arrangements are being worked out for that.
Okay. Work out how our democracy will be working and how governments make decisions and how things can be contested. That still must occur, I suppose. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation.